From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization will convene an emergency committee next week on the Zika virus outbreak to discuss an international response to the disease amid concerns it may be linked to rare birth defects. Jeff Custer has our report.
WHO Director General Margaret Chan said the Zika virus was considered to be of little threat to humans when it was first discovered in Uganda in 1947. But since that time, she said, it has spread throughout the world. In recent years, become associated with neurological complications.
Last year, the virus was detected in the Americas, where it is now spreading explosively.
Chan stressed that a direct causal relationship between Zika virus and these birth defects, known as microcephaly, has not been firmly established, but she said it is strongly suspected. Jeff Custer, Washington.
Syrian opposition says it will not be at the talks on the situation in Syria, scheduled to begin in Geneva today. Saudi-backed group known as the High Negotiations Council said Thursday the responses they've received to their demands for an end to airstrikes and the lifting of a siege in Syria are not acceptable. Council did not rule out joining the talks later. Political leaders in Somalia have agreed on a framework for holding elections this year. That framework was announced Thursday after 2 days of talks in Mogadishu. Calls for the creation of an upper house of parliament with 54 seats allocated among Somalia's states. Seats in the lower house would be allocated using a power-sharing arrangement among the country's four major clans and their smaller counterparts. No dates so far for the elections have been announced. Current government's mandate runs out in September. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates on Thursday held their last debates before Monday's Iowa caucuses, the first event in which voters actually make their choices for their party's next presidential nominees. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone is in Iowa covering the caucuses and the debates.
Yes, a Republican debate, minus Donald Trump. That's the big news. Trump held an event of his own. Just a few minutes away from the auditorium where the debate was held. He, of course, was upset with the moderators on Fox, which is broadcasting the debate. And Trump was doing a benefit for wounded warriors, so he was focused on that. The rivals, interestingly enough, talked about Trump initially. Some made a little bit of fun that he wasn't there, but they pretty much have left him alone after that. I don't know in the end if this is going to hurt Trump or help him or what.
Donald Trump's closest competitor is Texas Senator Ted Cruz. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton and Senator Bernie Sanders are in a tight race going into the Iowa caucuses. Also here in the United States, President Obama has directed his national security advisors to counter efforts by Islamic State militants to expand into Libya and other countries. President emphasized that the United States will continue to counter IS plotters in any country where it's necessary. A U.S. Senate panel has approved tougher sanctions against North Korea targeting its nuclear program, cyber activities, and its human rights record. And now from VOA's Michael Bowman.
The bill now goes to the full Senate, where passage is a virtual certainty. Republican Senator Cory Gardner said the punitive measures build on legislation passed by the House of Representatives earlier this month.
Both the House and the Senate bill focus on mandatory sanctions, which is a dramatic change from the sanction regime that we have in place today.
The committee's chairman, Republican Senator Bob Corker, said he remains unsure whether the suspected nuclear test announced January 6th was in fact a hydrogen bomb, but he noted that both houses of Congress had been mulling tougher sanctions months before North Korea's most recent detonation. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has signed trade agreements with France worth billions of dollars. Signing followed the lifting of international sanctions imposed on Iran's nuclear program. Mr. Rouhani met with President of France, Francois Hollande. Some 20 agreements were signed in the presence of the two leaders. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.